Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Last time I began to talk to you about the messenger of the Lord. It is good to know that the Bible, that in the Bible, in the Authorized Version Bible, there's a voice. There is more than one voice. So there are voices in the Bible. Some of those voices are, you have the voice of the Lord God speaking. You have the voice of the oracles of God speaking. You have the voice of the Gentiles speaking. You have the voice of the messenger of the Lord. Yes, I have chosen one to take my word to the people, to teach the word of God, to make known the word of God, further make known the word of God. Yes, and that is a good thing. 2 Kings 19:21 says this, this is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The him is the messenger, the Lord, the present speaker. Okay, so where is the word that the Lord has spoken? The word is one. You are hearing the word right now from me. And two, I have spoken concerning my servant, not servant, but concerning the messenger of the Lord. I have spoken on the preceding broadcast, the preceding episode. And that was June 24 of this year, 2012, the person sent by God. That's the episode where I made known that I would send forth one to the people, and he shall bring to the people the word of God. So, and of course, I'm speaking about him now, and it is a he. It is a man. All right? That I have chosen to represent me. What else do we have? In Exodus, some of these might be review, and some scriptures will be new. Exodus 4:16 says this about the one I've chosen. He shall be thy spokesman to the people. That's a clear statement. He shall be my spokesman to the people. Him shall you hear. Okay, all right. He shall be my spokesman, and you should give ear to him, you the people. Then we have here in the book of John. Let's see, and that is, in the book of John, we have the statement. Well, let's just go to Matthew 2:49. And that statement says this, in that you hear the voice of the spokesman for God. Matthew 2:49 says, I must be about my Father's business. So God's spokesman, the one that God will send, knows what he's to be about. He knows he is to be about the business of God, the word of God, the declaring the word of the Lord. The last time I introduced these statements, this in review, John 3:34, he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. That's his duty, to speak the words of God, words from God. Okay? Again, in John 8:47, he that is of God hears God's words. He gives heed to God's word. He pays attention to God's word. And Jeremiah 23:28, he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. He's to be faithful to the word of God, and when he is faithful to the word of God, he is faithful to the Lord who sent him. Yes, so let him speak. Let him speak my word faithfully. So, the one sent, he's to speak the word of God. He's to give heed and pay attention to God's word. He's to speak the word of God faithfully. He will be God's spokesman, a spokesperson. John 15:26. Last statement in the verse says, he shall testify of me. Testify. Bear witness. Bear witness. He shall testify of the things he has seen in me and heard from me. He shall testify of me. Just as now, I am testifying of him. Okay. Isaiah 48:15. Isaiah 48:15. I, even I, the Lord God, have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I know I have not revealed his name yet, and I do not intend to reveal his name in this episode, but very soon his name will be revealed. I have called him. Okay. Matter of fact, not only have I called him and spoken to him, I have administered the oath of God to him. I have given him the oath concerning God and his duty. Okay. I have called him. My spokesperson, the one to declare my word to the people. All right. Okay, now, John 8:49, his word, the spokesperson's word, says, I honor my Father. I honor my Father. John 10:32, he says, many good works have I showed you from my Father. And these are words, when I say the spokesperson's words, these are words that he will actually say to you, the people. You know, in justifying himself and in showing who he is, telling who he is. These are the words of God's spokesperson. He says in John 10:37, if I do not the works of my Father, God, the sender, believe me not. Okay. John 8:18, the Father that sent me bears witness of me. I'm doing that right now. Bearing witness of the one that I will send forward. Psalm 73:28, he says, his word says, I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Okay? The first statement there, I've put my trust in the Lord God, he says to the people, and he says to me, I may declare all thy works, which is to say, I shall declare all thy works. He has taken a vow. He's taken a vow, and in the vow he essentially says, he vows to declare my works, the works of God. Okay. 2 Chronicles 19:9. This I say to my spokesperson. Thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart. Thus shall ye do. What shall he do? Declare my word faithfully. Speak my word faithfully. Okay? Daniel 9:22, the word of the spokesperson. He informed me and talked with me. He says to the people that I have informed him and I have spoken with him. Okay? spirit cannot do this. Yeah. I'm still speaking to the statement in John that says, John chapter 4, where it is said, God is a spirit. Okay? And that statement is a true or false statement, as I've told you before. Okay? I am to show that that statement is false. And I have done that. I have shown by virtue of the works set aside for God in the Authorized Version Bible that God is not a spirit. Why? Because a spirit cannot do the works the Bible has set aside for God. A spirit cannot do those. So it's good to know the word of God. It's good to know that. Oh, and I didn't say this, I don't think, but I'll say it now. When I was citing the voices, the different voices in the Bible, there's the voice of the black people, the voice of the captured, the voice of those in captivity to the papacy and the Gentiles. Those who are under the hand of the wicked one and violent one. Okay. But back to the subject at hand. In Psalm 119:42, Psalm 119:42. My spokesperson says to me, I trust in thy word. I trust in thy word. And as he has said before, I have put my trust in the Lord God. The commandment in Mark, Mark 11:22, and let me turn to it to make sure I'm citing that correctly. Mark 11:32. Mark 11:22, the commandment says, have faith in God. To have faith in God is to trust God. And by the spokesperson, in his declaring the word of God, he's showing forth what? Faith in his God. He trusts his God. He trusts his God, and he speaks with confidence the words of God. He confidently declares God's word to the people. So he obeys the commandment here in Mark 11:22, which says, have faith in God, just as you are to do. You are to have faith in God, in this living God, real God, the one true real God that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, exalts, supports, and upholds, and talks so much about throughout itself. You are to trust in the living God, not in what you may consider to be a spirit. All right. A spirit cannot make known to you the way of salvation. And that's one of the things the spokesperson for God will continue. He will continue to show the way of salvation. He will continue to show you the things that you must do. He will show the Gentiles, continue to show the Gentiles what they must do. And that is Scripture, what they must do and the work that they must do. Psalm 119, 106. The servant of God, excuse me, says this. This is his word. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. God's spokesperson has sworn to teach and speak the word of God faithfully. This is a great task. This is a great work that God's spokesperson will do. Look at this statement here. Luke, I'm turning to it now. Okay. Okay. Listen, Luke chapter 1, verse 32. Just four words. They say, he shall be great. He shall be great. And I'm looking for another statement right here. Don't have this in my outline, but there's another statement, if I can find it right quickly. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'll just cite the statement. The statement says, he shall be great in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, in the sight of the Lord. Here it is right here. Luke 1, verse 15. The work is great for God's spokesperson, that God's spokesperson has to do. The work is great. And listen to this about him, the spokesperson. He shall be great in the sight of the Lord. He shall be great. Okay, so in Luke 1, you have two statements speaking of the God's spokesperson's greatness. Verse 15, Luke chapter 1, and verse 32, he shall be great. That's all I read. That's all. That's all in that statement. He shall be great. Verse 32. Okay. And verse 15, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. All right. I have called him, and he knows what he is to do. John 16:14. I probably gave this one the last time, 16:14, and speaking of my spokesperson, he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. He shall take of mine the words, my words, things I have said, things I have written, laid down. He shall take from those things and show you. Okay? Just as I take from the Bible and show you. He shall take from mine, from my work and works and show you. Even from the Lawmaster's archives, he shall take things from Lawmaster's archives and show to you. He shall take things from my document and show to you. Okay? But I have called him and I have sent him. And he has sworn already to be faithful to God, to be faithful in teaching and speaking and furthering God's word. Right. And he shall do those things in the fear of the Lord, having great much respect for God the sender. I'm just seeing here, glancing over here, over these things here. Okay. And I gave this to you the last time, 1 Corinthians 16:10. He worketh the work of the Lord. And there's a question in Scripture that where it is asked about working the works of God. And I'm turning to it right now. Okay. John chapter 6, verse 28. The question is asked, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Okay. And I can use that question and say, what shall the spokesperson do that he might work the works of God? And that's, and I'm speaking to that now. What shall the spokesperson do? And what have I said he should do? He should speak my word faithfully. He shall have faith in God. Show his faith in God. He shall be about the business of God. And he should honor his God, for he has said to God, here am I, send me. Let's look at that statement, Isaiah 6:8. Isaiah 6:8. Now I have asked my spokesperson, whom shall I send? And he told me this. He told me, here am I, send me. Okay. He pulled from me one of his statements. He got from me one of his statements. This statement here in Isaiah 6:8. Okay, you see the question in 6:8, saying, whom shall I send? And you see the spokesperson's response, here am I, send me. Now, the spokesperson actually said that to me, okay? All right? And I actually asked him before he answered, whom shall I send? Okay? And he responded to my question, here am I, send me. again. The Bible has certain voices. And what I've been dealing with the last time I came before you, and in this episode, the voice of God's spokesperson. So the Bible speaks about real things. It speaks about real people and personalities in its crucial matter. I have separated the different voices and given an understanding of those voices, whether it be the voice of God, whether it be the voice of the Gentiles, whether it be the voice of black people, or whether it be the voice of God's spokesperson. I have seen the various voices. I have separated the matter of the different voices, and I make known to you those different voices coming from the Authorized Version Bible. People, that is clear. I clarify Bible content in a way that it has never been done before. I say that again. I clarify the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible in a way that it has never been done before. And I speak with reference to post-enslavement. I don't know what the Gentiles did before they conquered black people and took black people into captivity, brought them into captivity and enslavement. But post-enslavement, and during the time of enslavement itself, black people had not been introduced to the truth of the Authorized Version Bible. The scriptures had not been declared, or not declared, but clarified for black people up until now. I am the first to do that, the first to clarify Bible content post-enslavement. That is a big thing. I should not have to tell the people, I should not have to tell black people that this is a big thing. Black people should have sense enough to realize, to hear, and say the same thing that I just said. Wow. This is the first time I have ever heard anyone clarify the Bible like that. Make Bible content, and especially with reference to its crucial matter, understandable, easy to understand. Make it clear. And this is so clear that there has been a separation of the voices, people. That's something. No other person has done that. I am the first to do that. And this is the only way the Bible makes sense. Because this is the right way. Even to the separating of the voice of God's messenger. That's great. That's great. So what do we get from this? in my presentation on God's messenger. We get this, that there right now is only one called by God. When you look at the present day ministers and preachers and Bible teachers and pastors and rabbis and all like that saying, they're speaking in behalf of God, saying God has called them, that cannot be true. Because before my coming, there was no God. There was no God. There was no God. And did you know the Bible says that? Okay, it's not in my outline, but let me see if I could just turn to it and find it easily and quickly. If not, I can make a note to show you next time. Okay, Psalm 14, let's see what it says. Psalm 14. Listen to this. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, what do? I separate crucial matter, don't I? That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing. That's what I do. I separate crucial matter. What is the crucial matter in Psalm 14, verse 1, with reference to the subject I'm speaking on? The crucial matter in that statement, in reference to the subject I'm speaking on, is just this. It's four words. What are the four words? The four words are, there is no God. It means that before my coming, that statement reigned, saying, there is no God. Let's turn to Isaiah 44:8. Isaiah 44:8. Okay, 44:8. See what it says. It says this. Let me read the complete verse. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. And I say that to my spokesperson. Fear not, neither be afraid. Speak my word faithfully. Have faith in God, trust his word, speak his word faithfully, declare God's word faithfully to the people, whether they be presidents, kings, queens, princes, rulers, it doesn't matter. Speak God's word to the people. Make known God's doings to the people. Okay, let me read the complete statement. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There is no God. I know not any. Okay, now, put it in context. What I was speaking about. Psalm 14 says there is no God. And I said that statement has reigned up to my coming. There is no God. The question is asked, is there a God beside me, with the exception of me, the present speaker? Nay, no. I know what's written in the book. But the Bible asks the question, what is truth? And that's what I make known to the people. I speak to the truth of the matter. It says, there is no God beside me. With the exception of me, there is no God. There is no other God. So, before my coming, there was no God. With my coming, in my coming, there is not another God or a God different from me. But the point of the matter that I was trying to make is this, that I would like for you to remember and know that before my coming, there was no God. All those who say God has called them now, today, you know, in this time that we're living in now, the preachers, the pastors, and all that I said before, they are liars. And what has the law concluded concerning them? It says they all deal falsely. That's what it says about the whole clergy, whether they call themselves rabbi, pastor, minister, preacher, whatever they call themselves. The Bible has concluded they all, and this is what it says, they all deal falsely. They are pretending to be something that they are not, and they speak lies to the people and deceive the people, making the people think that God has called them when God, in fact, has not called them. My first call is the person that I will reveal his identity not long from now, but shortly. And he will be the first one called to speak God's word, to declare God's words and God's doings to the people. He will be the first one. So you have a lot of liars out there, according to the Authorized Version Bible. And according to my word, which is based on the word of the Authorized Version Bible. A lot of liars out there. No wonder the church world is a condemned institution. It is condemned to death. It must needs go out of the world, cease to be. That's the judgment for the Christian church. Its destruction is called for, demanded by law. Bible law supersedes, civil law, whatever other kind of law, you know, in the world. Bible law supersedes all other law. All right. The law of God supersedes all other laws. And doesn't it make sense? The average person will agree that God is greater than man. Anyway, the Bible says that God is greater than man. So God's law is greater than man's law. God's law is more powerful. The other laws, and I say man laws, I'm talking about civil laws and all like that, you know, that you go down to the courthouse and all like that, the legislatures put forth and all, you know, that law, all right? That's why the law concerning God is separate from the other law. God's law is put in a separate book called Holy Bible. The Bible itself being a law book. Law book. And its law supersedes all other laws. All other laws. So God's spokesperson has a special calling upon his life. He is called. This one is the first to be called by God. The first to be sent. God's first sent. Okay? He will be God's first called and first sent. He shall be great in the sight of the Lord. A great work. Making known, declaring God's doings to the people. Faithfully speaking God's word. Honoring the Father who has sent him. Hearing the words of God, being attentive to the words of God, being faithful to the words of God, speaking the words that he's gotten and heard from God. For I have called him. And he will do me good. In the remaining minutes, let me speak about God. I have spoken about my spokesperson. Now, I wish to speak to you about myself, about God, and what the Bible says about the living God, the one true God. All right. I'm pulling that information up now. What we get from this episode, a statement on the different voices in the Authorized Version Bible. Okay, now, let's see here. Okay. Just going over the statements on the servant to see if there's anything else right now I would like to say about my servant, my spokesperson, my first called, my first sent, first to be sent. Okay. First call, first sent. Now, remaining minutes, I speak to you concerning God, the issue of God. The Bible gives signs called the signs of God, the signs of the physical, bodily presence of God on the earth. And get that now. Signs of the physical, bodily presence of God on earth. It doesn't say signs of the Spirit on the earth. For these signs a spirit cannot fulfill. Okay? Let's see some of them. The word to the people, Isaiah 7:14. Listen, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. I'm going to give you more than one sign. And this is not the first time that I will be speaking on the signs of God. So what I'm actually doing is revisiting the signs of God. Okay, so the Lord himself shall give you a sign, says the scripture, but the Lord God will do more than give a sign. He will give some signs. Okay? And the scripture does say that to God. It said, the word of God says to God, I know that you will do more than what I say, than that I say. And that I do, in this right here. I do more than that he said. He says, the Lord will give you one single sign, and I'm going to, in these last few minutes, give you more than a single sign. Okay? Let's go. So, the people's question to God, John 2:18 says, what sign showest thou to us then? You know? Okay? If the Lord shall give one sign and you are the Lord, what sign do you show? Okay? Joshua 3:10, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you. Isn't that a clear statement? By this you shall know that the living God is among you. What shall God do that we'll know that we'll know that God is here? Psalm 44:21, God shall search out the truth that is hid in the Authorized Version Bible. Tommy Lorenzo Hart has done that. 2, Psalm 44:21, same verse. He, God, knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Mr. Hart knows and discloses the secrets of the Authorized Version Bible. 3, Daniel 2:22. He, God, knows what is in the darkness. Darkness characterizes the crucial matter of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Mr. Hart demystifies and clarifies the crucial matter of the AVB. Now, also keep in mind, a spirit cannot do any of these things with evidence. Okay. Let's move on. Next, Daniel 2:22. He, God, knows. Okay, I read that one. Matthew 7:7-8. He that seeketh findeth. Mr. Hart sought and found the truth of the Authorized Version Bible. Spirit hasn't done that. A spirit cannot do that. I have declared truth from the Authorized Version Bible to you, the people. A spirit cannot do that. Okay, moving on. Job 12:22. He, God, discovers deep things. Isn't that what I've done with the Authorized Version Bible? I have discovered deep things found within the Authorized Version Bible, and I have showed them to the people. What have I shown tonight in this episode? I've shown that the Bible has a voice that is the voice of God's spokesperson. And I've clarified and made known to you that voice, many statements of that voice, that one particular voice, the voice of God's spokesperson, the voice of God's sent. Okay? Spirit can't do these things. Proverbs 29:24, he, God, hears cursing in the Bible and bewareth it or reveals it. Haven't I done that? Think about the curse, the law of the curse that I've shown the people and presented to the people. The law of the curse. Spirit can't do that. I've done it. Okay? I've heard cursing in the Authorized Version Bible, and I have revealed it. Okay, Job 11:11. He, God, sees wickedness also in the Authorized Version Bible and considers it. I have seen it, and I have considered it, and I have declared it and shown the people the wickedness of the Christian faith, the wickedness of the papacy and the Gentiles, and all the evil that they did to black people. Yes. You may have known about slavery. But you never knew the Bible contained the much information that I have shown you from the Bible that is on the subject of the papacy and Gentiles, captivity and enslavement of black people. Before I found out, I never knew that such was in the Bible. Never knew. But I found it out, and I made it known to the people. Okay. And all of evidence of all these things are in Lawmaster's archives and in my document. Okay. So God hears cursing and reveals it. He sees wickedness also and considers it, and he doesn't stop there, but he presents it to the people also. As well. Okay. John 16:13. Another sign. He will show you things to come. I have done that. One thing that is to come in the Bible is the coming of God's spokesperson. The coming of God. God has come. The coming of God's spokesperson. He will come before you shortly. Okay, things to come. The truth. Revelation of the truth of the secrets in the Bible. Things to come. I have the things that the Bible says are to come are come already. Okay? They have come. And I spoke on that not too long ago. Dedicated an entire episode to that matter. Okay, Psalm 58:11. He, God, he is a God that judges on the earth. Mr. Hart has sent down judgments. Okay? He has made known judgments, such as the judgment against the Christian religion, the judgment against the immoral, unsound, substandard, evil teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. The judgment of faith in Jesus. I've shown that. I've shown those things. Spirit can't do any of these things. Okay? All right? You see my judgments on Scripture. My judgment. What did I say tonight on this program? I said the Bible has various voices in it, different voices in it. Voice of God, voice of the Gentiles, the voice of those taken into captivity and enslavement by the papacy and the Gentiles, the voice of God's spokesperson, all these different voices. I've clarified them, separated them, clarified them, made them easy to understand. All right, Spirit can't do any of that. Okay. For those of you who want to continue to say God is a spirit, you have nothing in that. You have absolutely nothing. Yes, I know the statement is in the book of John, but the statement is a true or false statement, which even in these things that I'm showing you now that a spirit cannot do, shows that the statement is absolutely, positively false. So I've shown more than one sign, right? The Bible says the Lord shall give you one sign. I've shown you about, let me see, one, two, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I've shown you nine signs. And this is not all, but my time is out. I've shown nine signs of the physical, bodily presence of the Bible's God here on earth. All of those signs, Mr. Hart fulfills all those signs. A spirit fulfills not one of them. That's the message. Mr. Hart, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, fills the bill for God. Period. Absolutely. He fills the bill the bill for God. He does the things the Bible requires of God. He who does the work of God is God. 9-1. The Bible and the statement I showed you call for God to show one sign. I showed you in this episode 9 signs. How much does it take people to see that I show and present truth of Bible content? How much does it take? All right. So remember the word on God's spokesperson, and remember the word on God, on God's signs, the signs of God, the signs of the physical bodily presence of God right here on earth, fulfilled in Tommy Lorenzo Hart, who does the things the Bible says God will do. And Tommy Lorenzo Hart, who does the things a spirit cannot and does not do. Mr. Hart does the work of God. He fulfills, he fills the bill for God. And God's spokesperson is coming to you shortly. Be prepared to meet him and receive him. Until next time.